Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Move Fast, Lift Heavy Podcast. This is Joe Roscoe, co-host of MFLH Pod. Thanks again for tuning in. If you've been with us for a hot second, we greatly appreciate a subscribe and a rating. That will help us out with getting some more guests that you would love to have on the show. If you haven't yet, go to movefastliftheavy.com. You can get a discount on Train with CH, which is Christian Harris's exact CrossFit programming, or Pump with CH, which is more of a bodybuilding type of vibe that you can also do within a functionally based gym. You can also check out our gear, MFLH gear, at movefastliftheavy.com. All right. Thanks again for tuning in. If you're new to the pod, welcome. Enjoy the episode. Later.
And welcome to the Move Fast, Lift Heavy Invitational. I'm sitting with a good friend, man. I'm sitting with Will Carter, member of the Move Fast, Lift Heavy team who went to the games. What's up, Will? How's it going, my brother?
It's going good, man. How are you?
Oh, man, happy to see you. Happy to be here.
Same.
First and foremost, man, we're going to jump right into it. All right, you can now call yourself a games athlete. Man, let's talk about that experience. Let's talk about that process. And let's talk about the mindset.
It's been a big goal of mine for a long time. I went and watched the games in 2015 and then
yep.
Decided, you know, I'm not going to come back here until I'm competing. And it took me 7 years. You know, it was a long road, a hard road, lots of ups and downs, you know, and doubt sometimes. But, you know, that's the process, that's the journey, and it was just an amazing feeling to go there and finally compete with the best in the world, and yep. You know, it all paid off, and that was my goal, just to go there and compete, and then to do as well as we did was just amazing.
So yeah, awesome. Right, 8th in the world, correct?
Yes, 8th
hey,
in the
man,
world.
Listen, I was super stoked to see you up there living your dream, dude, because I know how long you've been chasing it. I know how hard you work. I know the blood, sweat, and tears that you put into the sport. You're one of the guys that I watch, and I'm like, oh, how the hell does this dude wake up and do this day in and day out, man? And you kind of persevered, and you made your way through, and look, hard work paid off, right?
Yes, indeed.
So,
man, I appreciate that. Thank you.
I was super happy for you, so I just wanted to tell you that, man. This is your first time at the Invitational, right? So what are expectations that we're looking to see from Will Carter as far as lifts?
So, yeah, this is my first time at the Invitational. I remember the Invitational. Dude, I remember seeing it. Like, oh, my God, this thing is awesome. Like, I got to go watch. Never was able to get a chance to watch, but finally to be able to compete, and it's awesome. You know, unfortunately, though, I actually tweaked my knee 3 days ago.
Were you wrestling, or were you?
I was not wrestling.
Okay.
I was doing CrossFit, so it happened on some boxing movers. Nothing major, but, like, you know, a slight dislocation, in and out, no big deal. But it definitely is not 100%, so I'm struggling right now because the competitor in me is like, sack up and let's fucking go.
Yeah.
And
gotta be smart, though.
Yeah, you gotta be smart.
This is just entertainment, man. You gotta think about your career. You gotta think about, you know,
yeah,
the upcoming season. We gotta be smart here.
That's
so.
The truth. To be honest, I'm gonna stay away from snatching. I'm gonna stay away from jerking, but I'm gonna see what I can clean. So that's
okay.
That's the plan. I'm taking the easy way.
What's the number
all
we
the
should be
honestly,
looking for?
I can't give you a number because I don't know how my knee is going to feel.
Okay,
but,
gotcha.
I'm basically eliminating all the hard stuff and just doing the fun stuff. So I'm just making an excuse right now. My knee is just an excuse to do all the fun stuff and none of the hard stuff. So
I got you. I'm pretty sure that you're going to put up a respectable number as you always do. Another thing I wanted to talk about, you were the fittest educator in the world.
Fittest educator in the world, yeah. I'm a full-time teacher, John Jay High School, John Jay Cross River. Shout out, a little shout out there.
Yeah, shout out to John Jay Cross River.
And yeah, this year was the first year that CrossFit did that. They made it the, you know, what is it called? The job, I can't remember exactly what it's
yeah,
called.
Yeah, I forgot what the actual term was called.
Yeah, but it ended up being the Masters quarterfinals workouts.
Really?
So it was the Masters quarterfinal workouts, and pretty much you had to do those workouts. And I knew, like, you know, I was like, okay, I'm going to do well. Like, I should be, like, up there as far as teachers go. And there's a leaderboard and everything. And application games, that's what it's called.
Oh, yes, yes,
and
yes.
They And yeah, then I ended up winning it. And it was fun to do the Masters workouts. I just did like all four of them in 2 days. Luckily, my coach, Jay Lydon, let me do it. So that was cool. And yeah, we were able to get a W there. It was fun.
Yeah, man. I was stoked to see that too. I'm like, this guy's the fittest educator in the world, man. I mean, not for nothing. That is a title to be proud of, man.
Yeah, I want to defend it now. I'm going to try to defend that.
He's going to go back to back, people.
I'm going to try.
That's what we're looking forward to. We're looking forward to Will Carter going back to back on that. So for those people who don't know, man, like your A job is you're a gym teacher, correct?
Phys Ed and Health, yes.
Phys Ed and Health. And you also coach some sports, man.
I coach football, wrestling, and track, yeah. So, I mean,
so it sounds like you got like a full-time schedule, man. Like, I'm talking about from sun up to sundown, you're probably around kids and...
It's a full-time schedule. It is a grind, but I love what I do. You know, my job, they're very flexible with me and being able to pursue training. And I think it's like, I know there are so many amazing athletes out there at CrossFit. You know, there's like every gym has like that one piece that's in there. And like, but life gets in the way and life happens. You know, like you need to make a living. You need to make money, you know, to keep up with these athletes that pursue a high level. You know, you're trying to get to that semifinal, that games level. You have to be making sacrifices and put in a lot of work. It's tough to do with a full-time job. Over the years, I've found a formula that works for me.
Sure.
And, you know, it's definitely not easy by any means. And I also have an amazing support system. You know, my family, my parents.
Shout out to the Carters.
Yeah, they'll be here. They actually bought VIP tickets.
Awesome. So they'll be up front. Okay,
of course
cool.
They did.
I'll make sure I say
Diane,
hello.
You know, needs to see everything. but, yeah, I'm able to make that work. And, yeah, everyone should be like, there is a way to do it. There is a way. It might take longer than you want. It took me 7 years, but I was able to make it happen. So, yeah.
Hey, man. So happy for you, bro. I'm looking forward to watching you live today. My last question is, what is up for Will Carter in the 2023 season?
That is a great question. You know, as of right now, you know, I would love to go team Move Fast, Lift Heavy again for another year. I would love to go team Move Fast, Lift Heavy. You know, we're doing
I'd
the
love
pro
to
day
see
tomorrow.
It.
Yeah, we're doing the pro day tomorrow. We're trying to get maybe two teams going to the games.
Spoke to Christian about that.
You know, so that's something that I want to go. I know Christian, you know, he's talked about having maybe one or two more years left in it. I'm trying to get as much out of him as possible because he's just a dog, you know what I mean? And, like, and he's a veteran, so he just... so knowledgeable of everything. So if I get a chance to be on a team with him again, I'm going to squeeze every last ounce I can.
Love to hear, my brother. So just want to say thank you for sitting down having this conversation with me, man. Good luck today, man. Bring that A1 energy that you normally bring, my brother.
Thank you. Appreciate
pleasure, bro.
It.